We've happened to do a lot of college and university buildings. Particularly at the University of Central Washington. Oh, it's called Central Washington University, and at Western Washington University, Bellingham. The largest amount of work that we did at Central was dormitories. Well, at both universities, they just like these. You know, they used to be colleges. Now they call themselves universities. Sounds a little fancier, I guess. Before going designing any buildings for the universities, we went to see what kind of buildings they already had. In both places, they were flat-roofed, kind of boxy buildings, which I didn't care for much. They seemed like motels along the highway, very unfriendly. So we spent a lot of time figuring out at both places how the kids would get from classroom to the dormitories, and how these paths of movement would affect the students, both as to meeting other kids, as to their paths, and the buildings were laid out accordingly, so as much as possible they'd get acquainted with each other. As a freshman, you go there and you know practically nobody, but as time goes on, you see a kid going around a corner of a building and you almost bump into him sometimes, so that very shy freshman, after a year or two, gets to recognize half of the university kids. And pretty soon, at first you're shy and try and stay away. Pretty soon you're saying hello. After a while, you're chatting as you go along. Maybe by senior year, you're inviting them out on a date. By golly, you actually do. That actually does affect them greatly. I remember particularly at Bellingham, it's on a steep hill. Not only did the paths, which lead back and forth from one building to another, if they're in separate buildings, we tried to keep the scale as small as we could. So you didn't feel you were in a great big building where you shouldn't interrupt somebody on the other floor or seniors from sophomores. And I remember we jogged the building in plan, shifted it sideways to break up the scale into smaller groups. The whole building, one of those buildings, held about 100 kids, and we would shift it. And then, since the building was dropping down the hill, there'd be a few steps in between these shifted areas. So a little block of the building would be maybe 35 kids, and another area might be only 20, and each room would be a double room. So you'd get to know most intimately the ones in your own room. Then you'd get acquainted with the kids in your little shifted group, and maybe 20 or 30. And then you'd get to know people on other floors. Then their little lounge, you'd get to know each other there. And they really became groups that are socially adapted to friendliness as well as for the building as a whole, and you'd meet them in the lounge, of course. Well, that's a quick explanation of the way they worked.